From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families celebrating Easter were present at the Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion occurred. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed his group is responsible for the bombing. Ayaz Ghul is covering the story.
This is the faction which has broken ties with the main Pakistani Taliban, but it has claimed responsibility. And the spokesman clearly said that the target of the bomber was actually the Christian community.
Reporter Ayaz Ghul. Brussels police carried out 13 raids in and around the capital, detaining 9 people for questioning in connection with terrorism. A prosecutor says 5 were later released. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have recaptured all of the town of Palmyra from the Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian reports.
A Syrian army spokesman claimed victory for government forces on state TV. He says that Syrian military forces backed by Russian and government warplanes have succeeded in restoring peace and security to the town of Palmyra and surrounding areas following wide-scale operations, killing many Islamic State fighters and destroying their weaponry. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark electoral violence during the campaign. This is VOA News. Fresh from his sweep of 3 Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders told a TV interviewer on Sunday that his campaign has momentum and can now see a path toward victory. Even with the victories, Sanders faces a difficult challenge in catching up to the frontrunner, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton still leads by just under 300 pledged delegates, which are allocated according to voting results. She also has the support of most of the so-called superdelegates, which are free to support any candidate. Israel's Supreme Court has moved to block the government's plan to allow energy companies to develop natural gas resources in the eastern Mediterranean Sea area. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had made the plan the centerpiece of his drive to achieve energy self-sufficiency and to gain billions of dollars in tax revenues. The court said the government was not in a position to grant 10-year commitments to companies to extract the gas. Myanmar's powerful military chief has vowed to keep the country and its citizens on the road to prosperity and is warning about the challenges the nation will face as it becomes a democracy. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing spoke on Sunday at the annual Armed Forces Day parade in the capital, Naypyidaw. His remarks came just days before Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party takes office after 10 years of military rule. Russian state television has aired a transcript of the final words of the pilots trying to land a Dubai passenger jet that crashed in southern Russia last week, killing all on board. Russia One Television cautioned its interpretation of the transcript should not be considered the official version, but it said the pilots lost control of the plane in strong winds, and it nosedived into the ground, bursting into flames in Rostov-on-Don, apparently or immediately after the autopilot was turned off. "Don't worry," one of the pilots says in the transcript. Seconds later, the pilot is heard saying, "Don't do that." The last recorded words were repeated calls to pull up. All 62 people on board the plane were killed in the crash. Pope Francis has challenged the world on Easter Sunday to use what he called weapons of love against the evil of blind and brutal violence, that following the attacks in Brussels last week. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, presided over an Easter Mass under tight security in St. Peter's Square. Afterward, he delivered his twice-yearly city and world message. Francis spoke out against the rejection that so many migrants and refugees are feeling in Europe, which is experiencing its biggest migration crisis since World War II. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.